Steve, how do you reflect on that game tonight?
Well, we're disappointed. We're obviously scored 3 goals at home. We go in front very late as well, so we should see it out. But Carey loses his marker. We know what the big boy Burns about. But, you know, I think it's in summary of the game. I wasn't happy with the first half again. But we had a right go second half, and we've dominated the game for long spells. They've counter-attacked with some real quality, but they've got quality players, a lot in the Premiership last year. But the thing that I'll remember is, as we go forward beyond tonight, is we've had another dive in the box for a penalty, haven't we? I've just looked at it. It should be thrown out of football, but George Williams has gone over in the box with no one touching him. And I know the Swansea boss, Gary Monk, well, but he went on record of saying the players are cheating. I'm not going that far, but he's on his way down. There's no leg, and the referee gets sucked in, doesn't he?
Do you think the ref had a good view of that as well? He was on the spot, wasn't he?
Listen, it's very difficult for the referee because the boy's driving at someone and pacing the box. But he goes by, obviously, Craig, and he goes by Lee Frecklington. Lee Frecklington comes on his right foot leading. You clearly see on the DVD he's pulled his left leg out, and he goes over and he gives a penalty. But I was disappointed with a lot of things from the official tonight. But, you know, we'll take that up with the powers to be and do it in the proper fashion. But he was neither one. It popped up and scored in the 90th minute. Was it Carey Anderson? Doesn't he pick his... Well, he picks his man up, but then gets outdone with a header.
Will that ultimately be the most frustrating thing, is that you've played so well in that second half, scored 3 goals, but every time, you know, the lead hasn't lasted 5 minutes, has it?
Well, we should have seen the game out better, shouldn't we? But, you know, if they don't give a penalty because the boy don't dive, we win 3-2, don't we? And that's easy to say. But we're learning in this league. Carey Anderson's been brilliant for us, but I think he's sitting there with his head in the toe at the minute. He should be, because we don't expect that from him. In fact, he's standard, he'll not be in long.
Well, that's strong words for a player who's done well for you, isn't it, Steve?
Well, it doesn't matter who the player is. We say they have to do their job. Carey's been absolutely different class for us, and he deserves the praise, and he's had all the plaudits. He has to defend that in the 90th minute and win the game for us.
Mm. And is that the kind of message to the players? Look, it doesn't matter what you've done so far, it's about the here and now.
Yeah, we've said that all along. It don't matter what they've done last week or the week before or 3 weeks ago or last year on the playoff thing. It don't really matter. It's what they're doing the night. We're like, this is 2 points dropped. We're by far the better side. It's second half is almost waves of attack, and then we go and concede in that last minute. And I know they counter-attack, and they've won 2 opportunities from wide, but I'd go as far to say as I don't know the stats on this, but many shots did they have on target? 4 and scored 3.
I suspect that when you wake up tomorrow, you might have a sort of a better job of being able to look at the positives that you can take out of that, because there are a lot of positives, aren't there?
Yeah, there's lots of positives, and we've got a dressing room that really cares, but we've got a dressing room in there that's had a few home truths about the first half performance, about living right away from here. Mm. And you know, and they know the standards that's expected here. I love every one of those players, but they have to turn up and do their jobs, whether that's in training and preparing yesterday, and it wasn't very good for some of them. And then we come tonight and, you know, a lot of sloppy passes and getting caught in possession and missing headers and stuff like that, then, you know, people, certainly me, I look at everything, and I look at their preparation, I look at their attention to detail, and we just weren't there tonight. Mm.
Johnson Clark-Harris gets another goal. Bit of a quiet first half for him, but when he needed to, he stepped up with a goal, didn't he?
Yeah, he worked so hard in the first half, but nothing would run for him. And I went on record of saying it, the boy's just turned 20, he's 20 years old, but it was only at the back end of July. And I thought it was terrific with his goal. And then there was a couple of little runs afterwards, and he was taking longer to recover to get back in, so we had to bring him off. And it's a shame, but he's a big player for us. Mm.
You said Matt Derbyshire just needs a break. Did you think he was going to get that with that cross from Ravel?
Yeah, I think if anything, the cross comes like a bullet. Mm. It's very, very difficult to deal with. And I know from everyone's seat in the ground, it looks an easy header, but when that's coming at the pace that's coming from Alec, it's a fantastic cross. And you feel for the kid because you want it to hit his shoulder and drop in.
You never stopped. I mean, we're talking about a team that was in the Premier League last year. You were in League One. And to come and give him a game like that, you must be, overall, you must be pleased.
Well, these teams that were in the Premier League last year don't frighten us. We respect every one of them. You know, we've given them umpteen plaudits before the game tonight. No one gives us plaudits. We don't need plaudits. We've just got on with our own bits and pieces. I think we sit mid-table in the Championship tonight. We could have been slightly higher than that if we'd have seen it out. But, you know, we'll learn from that. Carey Anderson will learn from it. Says error, it's cost us a win. But he's had a lot of huge performances. It's got us victories.
You said that there's a dressing room that's hurting there now. So, you know, is that a positive thing for you, that they feel that way?
Oh, absolutely. It's not a case of getting in there and ranting and raving, as you know. You see the disappointment when you get in there. You're watching lads who have got the chins on the floor. You know, they're absolutely devastated because, you know, they've put so much into the game and they're trying to game manage it as they did against Leeds and see it through. And, you know, the only place we seen them scoring a goal was from a set play from the big boy Byrne, who stands at 6'8" and he's very difficult to mark. But he'd done it well all night, but he didn't come up trumps for us in the 90th minute.
Is that one of the big differences maybe between Championship and League One, that you know you might get a team that gets four shots and score three goals?
Well, I don't know. I think in League One, if you switch off from a centre-back in the 90th minute and you're giving them a free header from 5 or 6 yards, you're going to get punished. And I look at the boys trying to, Adam trying to get it out, the boy trying to get it off the line, and you know, it's just disappointing. But I tell you, we're hurting tonight, but we'll not be hurting tomorrow. We're bouncing, we'll go to a different Brighton.